Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to Chronicle Live's Newcastle United transfer update. If you're watching here on Facebook Live or YouTube, please drop us a comment and interact with us in the comment section as we talk you through the very latest Newcastle United transfer news with just over 2 weeks left of the summer market. What can we say about the summer? It's been a frustrating one. You know, so many deals done early in the window for Newcastle with three defensive additions brought in before July had even rolled around. And, you know, now we're sat here with 2 weeks remaining of the transfer window and no attacking reinforcements brought in so far, much to the dismay of Eddie Howe. Eddie Howe's made no secret in the last couple of weeks that, you know, he really does want a couple more bodies through the door before the end of the month. You know, he's spoken openly in press conferences saying that the club admittedly aren't where they want to be at this stage in the window. And, I mean, this was 2 weeks ago when he was saying that, you know, his squad wasn't really in the place that he envisioned it probably 6 or 7 weeks ago. Let's dive straight in then. So the latest transfer news, of course, João Pedro has been the name dominating the headlines in recent weeks, or days, should I say. It sort of came out the blue earlier this weekend. João Pedro, the Watford striker, 20 years old, from Brazil, scored 3 goals in 28 appearances last season for Watford in the Premier League, obviously as the Hornets got relegated to the Championship. He started the season well in the Championship. You know, Rob Edwards, the new Watford boss, is really, really keen to keep him at Vicarage Road beyond the summer. You know, we know that Newcastle have launched a £20 million bid plus add-ons for his services, which Watford have rejected in the last couple of days. We also understand here at Chronicle Live that the player himself is a bit baffled as to why Watford are sort of keeping him at the club when they know that his overall goal is to play Premier League football. So that's promising signs for Newcastle, you know, the fact that the player is said to be keen on the move to the northeast. It looks like Newcastle are going to go back in with another bid for his services. You know, myself and Andrew Musgrove were talking on our podcast on Monday, sort of baffled as to why Newcastle haven't gone for Emmanuel Dennis, who, of course, left Watford earlier this summer to go and play for Nottingham Forest. João Pedro, if you speak to Watford fans, though, and people who are in and around the club, you know, he's seen as the next best thing. And, you know, despite that sort of shoddy goal record last season, there's a lot of hype around him at a very young age. A lot will probably depend on Ismaïla Sarr and where the Watford winger ends up this summer. We know that Crystal Palace are very, very keen to bring him in to Selhurst Park. You'd have to imagine, though, if Watford have lost Dennis, they lose Sarr as well. It's going to make signing João Pedro just that little bit harder, as Watford obviously have ambitions to come straight back up to the Premier League. But look, yeah, one bid rejected so far. It looks like Newcastle United will go back in with a second bid for João Pedro in the next couple of days. You know, around £25 million plus add-ons. Watford are set to value him at £35 million, but it's asking for a lot for a 20-year-old in the Championship when they maybe need to do some signings. Jordan Mawson here in the comments saying, I think Pedro would be a class signing to join the Brazilians. That's a very, very good point. You know, there's a very big South American contingent at Newcastle so far this summer. You know, Bruno and Jolin and the likes of Miggy and Fede Fernandez, you know, all getting on very, very well off the pitch, helping each other learn English and stuff like that. And João Pedro would be, you know, another player to add to that group of Brazilians that we all love so far at St. James's Park. But yeah, look, it would be a good deal, I think, for Newcastle. I personally think it would be a good move. We saw what João Pedro could do at St. James's Park last season when he scored that goal by sort of outleaping, I think it was Jamal Lascelles at St. James's, to earn Watford a 1-1 draw. So that's definitely probably the most likely, I'd say, in the next couple of days. Let's move on to Chelsea then. Chelsea, as always, looking to loan players out. We know, you know, they've always seemed to have a overinflated squad that they're sort of always in need of trimming. And it looks like this summer, Newcastle United might be able to finally sort of reap the benefits from that, as they did with Kennedy a few years ago. Let's start with Christian Pulisic. You know, Chronicle Live understands that Chelsea are open to letting the American leave, whether that be on loan or on a deal permanently. You know, Christian Pulisic is going to have a lot of offers this summer, Newcastle being one of them. Very, very good player. He's lacked game time at Chelsea, admittedly under Thomas Tuchel. You know, struggled for consistency, struggled to stay fit. But, you know, on his day, he's a fantastic player and one that can play on either flank, sort of as a false nine, as a number 10, or, you know, sort of further back in that central midfield role. And I think the general consensus on Twitter, or certainly what I've been seeing in the last couple of days, is that Newcastle United fans will be very, very excited to see him at St. James's Park this summer. It has emerged today that, you know, despite Newcastle being interested, Manchester United are also keen to bring him in on loan. And that is said to be sort of the option that's sort of attracting Pulisic more than any other this summer, which is understandable. Look, Manchester United might be in a bit of a sticky situation so far, but they've still got a huge draw, you know, especially with the likes of Ronaldo still being at the club. And European football, admittedly not Champions League, but they're still sort of in that, you know, those Premier competitions. So Newcastle might have a fight on their hands getting Pulisic in for now and the end of the summer. You'd imagine that if Manchester United do sort of push forward with this interest, it would be tricky to get Pulisic over the line. But look, Chelsea have got loads of players and Newcastle are interested in more than one. And if Pulisic goes to Manchester United, we could see Callum Hudson-Odoi at St. James's Park. Another player who's very, very versatile, can play on either flank. Tuchel's used him as well in that sort of white right wing-back role, which admittedly, you know, Eddie Howe doesn't really use at Newcastle, but very versatile player, very young, still raw, and a very, very good talent who sort of seems to have lost his way at Chelsea a bit, and is another who is probably going to struggle for minutes this summer. You know, Chronicle Live understands that Newcastle aren't the only suitors in for him at the moment. We know that Southampton are looking at the player as well as Leicester. The move seems to suit Leicester, given that it'll be a loan deal. We know that Leicester sort of need to raise funds before they're bringing any sort of big move transfers in through the door. So, look, if Pulisic doesn't go to Newcastle, then we could see the move for Hudson-Odoi, I think. Hudson-Odoi's probably got a bit more to prove. You know, he needs to prove that, one, he can stay fit. But, you know, the words out of Chelsea so far is that he's had a good pre-season. And they're sort of surprised to see that he didn't, you know, sort of start the season under Thomas Tuchel in and around the first team. The player was meant to be in Chelsea's youth development squad the other night against Fulham, but admittedly, he didn't play. He also travelled on Sunday, but wasn't part of the matchday squad. So it looks like his move away from Chelsea is imminent. Moving on to Conor Gallagher then, another Chelsea attacker who could be ending up at Newcastle this summer. The Times today reporting that Newcastle are moving closer to signing him. Chelsea value the midfielder at £40 million, which looks like it would probably stretch Newcastle's budget somewhat. But, you know, he's no stranger to going out on loan, this player. Swansea have had him on loan, West Brom and Crystal Palace too. Crystal Palace fans especially absolutely raving about what he did last season. His performances in South London obviously earned him an England call-up under Gareth Southgate. Clearly a very, very talented player, and also one that can play as an 8, as a 10. Admittedly, he doesn't really like playing out wide, but he certainly likes playing at the front of that midfield three, which could really, really suit Eddie Howe's system. And of course, finally, we know that previously in the window, Newcastle were interested in Armando Broja at Chelsea. His move to West Ham fell through earlier this summer. It seems to me that he wanted assurances over his first team, you know, being the first team striker at West Ham, which he couldn't be given due to them signing Scamacca from Serie A. He's been given game time in the first two of Chelsea's Premier League games. He's came off the bench in both games, and it looks like he will be staying at Stamford Bridge, at least for the meantime. Then we go abroad. We go to Portugal, where Newcastle have been eyeing Gonçalo Ramos, the 21-year-old striker who plays for Benfica now. it seems to me like Newcastle United might have stumbled across this signing when they were looking for Darwin Núñez towards the back end of 2021. We know that Steve Nixon went to Portugal on numerous occasions to try and look at Núñez and see, you know, whether he'd be a good fit for Newcastle. We obviously liked what they saw, but were ultimately beaten to the deal by Liverpool. Obviously, we saw what he did on Monday night. Maybe Newcastle have dodged a bullet, if that's how easy he loses his temper. But yeah, look, if one door's closed with Núñez, they've obviously found something with Gonzalo Ramos. Scored 8 goals last season with Benfica, linked up very, very well with Núñez, and has obviously forced his way into Portugal's youth setup at under-21 level. Now, the player came out last week and said that he's happy to stay at Benfica, but we know that money talks, and if Newcastle were sort of up their offer, you could see Benfica selling this summer. Chronicle Live understands me reported this earlier in the week that Benfica were hoping to keep Ramos for their next 2 games in the Champions League. They played Dynamo of Kiev tonight and next week in a 2-legged tie. If they win that on aggregate, then they do progress to the Champions League group stages, which is probably their motivation for keeping Ramos at least for the next week. So to me, it looks like Ramos could potentially be a signing for Newcastle if they sort of wait towards the end of the window and sort of, you know, push Benfica maybe after their Champions League position has been either shored up or has fallen from their hands. But look, we can't deny it's been a frustrating couple of weeks. Eddie Howe, I think, will you know, agree with that. I think Dan Ashworth is obviously working very, very hard behind the scenes. But I think Tell Magpie Rossi in the comments makes an absolutely spot on point. It's absolutely hitting the nail on the head. The new owners have done a great job in 10 months. We should have no complaints and we need to be patient. It's a worry that with the attacking options that we have, but if it doesn't, hopefully January, we will be in a decent position. I think if you remember, you know, this time last season, you know, we had a squad that was full of players that are now in the Championship. The likes of Jeff Hendrick and Freddie Woodman and Kieran Clarke starting for Newcastle United. And I think, you know, obviously roll the clock forward 12 months and, you know, the likes of Sven Botman and Bruno Guimarães are a huge step up, you know, from what Newcastle have had. Yes, the last few weeks have been frustrating, but Eddie Howe, you know, said it perfectly the other week when he said he's not, you know, bothered about the speed of getting players in. It's just making sure they've got the right players. And I think in 2 weeks' time, we'll be glad that Newcastle took their time in the market. You know, they're trying to make sure they're getting the right deals while not spending too much. And making sure that they've got money for this summer and January and next summer as well. We know that there isn't an endless pot, despite the sort of money that the Saudis have at their disposal. Just a quick one on outgoings. You know, it's sort of been quiet a few weeks as well in terms of outgoings. We do expect that there'll be a few loan moves towards the end of the market. Elliot Anderson is one that potentially could go, depending on who Newcastle bring in the next couple of weeks. Eddie Howe seems to be very, very impressed with them, despite not giving them any minutes in the first 2 Premier League games. But I was at St James's Park for that friendly against Atlanta and he absolutely ran the show. So I wouldn't mind to see him staying at the club beyond the summer. Matty Longstaff is one that we could probably see leaving in the next couple of weeks. He's likely to leave on loan. And Chronicle Live also understands that the club have turned down numerous loan offers for Lucas De Ball. So that's also one to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. We've got Elizabeth Cox here in the comments asking if St Maximin is leaving. Me and Andrew Musgrove discussed this on the podcast earlier in the week. I can't see St Maximin leaving this summer, if I'm honest. I don't think there's any appetite from the club to get rid of him, especially given, you know, how much they've struggled to bring in attacking options, especially wide players this summer. I think if you look at the names that have been suited, sort of tipped, you know, to be interested in Maxi, I think you look at Chelsea, who look like they're going to really press ahead and sign Anthony Gordon for around 50 million, which sort of means they don't need another wide pair with Maxi. And Tottenham are the other club who have been linked with them. But I think, you know, as we touched on earlier in the video, Conte likes to use this wing-back system, and we all know that Alisson Maximin isn't going to be doing any defending anytime soon. So, yeah, I personally can't see Maxi leaving this summer. Maybe January, maybe next summer. You know, it's a big season for him if he can't sort of deliver on this promise that he always seems to sort of give us glimpses of. But yeah, I think Maxi will be staying for the time being. That's all from us this afternoon. Please do keep up to date with everything Newcastle United wise on our website. We'll also have plenty of podcast and video material this weekend as Newcastle United take on Manchester City. And if you haven't already, please do pick up a ticket for our live event on Sunday at the Tideside Irish Centre. It'll be myself, Lee Ryder, John Gibson and Henry Winter on the panel, and we'll be talking all things Newcastle United before the Manchester City game. It's free to come along, but please do pick up your tickets. The code is there in the comments. And if we don't see you then, we'll speak to you very, very soon.